If you're new to the BBC World Service and are trying to work out what's on when, we've got a neat little way to help you. Go to bbcworldservice.com and click How and When to listen.
We'll be right back. Good morning, Vancouver. This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
I'm Mark Faraby.
And I'm Jason Paulette.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's another beautiful day out there in Vancouver. It's fantastically beautiful, actually. Beautiful snow-capped mountains. It's actually a sunrise.
I know. Look at them. Look at them right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they're through that wall.
Through that hallway. It's a beautiful sunrise. But yeah, if you're waking up this morning in Vancouver, you're waking up to a beautiful day.
Yes, that's right. Get out there, enjoy today, because it's going to be a good one, I'm telling you.
All right, so we have a pretty good show for you today. We're going to have Giraffe Aftermath, a little acoustic set from Giraffe Aftermath coming in this morning. And
that's right, and they brought a couple tickets with them, because they are playing Giraffe Aftermath at the new 560 Club in Vancouver. Opening for John Brown's Body, which is a pretty awesome reggae band from the States.
Nice.
So, if you're tuning in, stay tuned, because you can win some pretty radical tickets right here on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Nice. Sweet. So, who did we just listen to there, Mark?
Well, of course, we started the show off with a little yes.
Yes!
Yes! Yes, that was, off of the Yes album, Yours Is No Disgrace, which is a pretty awesome track. One of my favorites. I am an avid Yes fan.
Yes, if you haven't noticed, we've been playing Yes for approximately 7 months now. More like 4 episodes. It's been like a month episode of Yes. So, it's been good. We've had, thanks for listening, because we had a bunch of callers calling in requests, and, well, just thanking Mark for playing the Yes. So, it's kind of like a Yes tribute.
It's like there's a new, there's a Yes album I still haven't gotten my hands on called Tales from Topographic Oceans, which is, it's a double album, and there's only 4 songs on it. Which means each song is probably about half an hour to 45 minutes long.
Pretty sweet.
Let's see if we can slide one of those in, that would take up half the show.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe if anybody's listening and they have that album, they can, copy and send it out to Mark, or email a download to fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca.
Yeah, maybe we could have a special our Yes guest who can bring in... Tales from Topographic Oceans. Looks like Giraffe Aftermath has just arrived. Hey, Luke! Hey, Steve! They're standing outside the window. I should also mention we got some tickets. Well, we got lots of... We've always got tickets to give away. Nobody seems to want them.
I'm gonna go get the door and let these guys in. They can just jump right in here and get some shenanigans happening.
Okay. tonight there's at the Bridge Between Pub in North Vancouver, there's a pretty awesome show going on. It's a battle of the bands happening in North Vancouver. Between Takes, A New Divide, Year of the Bear, and 1 year later are going to be playing there tonight. And the band that wins gets $500 cash prize. So if you're a fan of any of these bands or you want to go check out some good music, go check that out tonight at the Bridge Between Pub in North Vancouver and support some live local music. And if you want to get in there for free, well, why don't you just give us a call at 604-822-2487, which is also 604-UBC-CITR. Giraffe Aftermath just walked in here. Well, why don't we say hi to...
Let's get the mic on. Good morning, guys.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty early.
Yeah, it's pretty early indeed.
Yeah, well, that's why we drink coffee in the mornings.
That's
why
it's called sunrise, my friends.
Yeah. Sweet. How was the drive out here?
It was sunny.
Nice. Well, sweet. Unfortunately, we can't see the sun in here, but I'm sure it'll be sunny once we get out as well.
Yeah. I think that's true. What I'm actually gonna do, actually, when we start playing some music, I'm gonna go and take a picture, and I'm gonna run back in here, and I'm gonna put on this desk so we can have the sun in here.
Just okay. Cause. Cool.
So I'm gonna be like Flash, in and out, and I'll bring the sun back with me.
Cool. All right. Well, we're gonna get to a few more tracks here before we get Giraffe Aftermath rocking some tunes for us. Yeah, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. Stay tuned, win some tickets. If you want to win those, don't forget.
604 UBCCITR.
And tickets will be yours.
What's the skill testing questions this morning? It's
last week it was your name.
Yeah, well, should we do that one again?
That one's so easy, though. It's got to be some, like, let's go with your middle name.
Okay.
That one's a little tougher. Right. If you know your middle name,
then you can win the tickets. All right, here we go. Here's a little Ween for you.
You're just an object to me. I'd like to get to know you better. Paste you across my body. You're just an object to me. You're just a piece of me. And I am a butcher. I love you better. Love you forever. You're just an object to me. Drink what we made from a lover's cup. Dreams don't always come when you fall asleep. You're just an object to me. Something wrong. Nobody's gonna like it. But I've got my pride, and my time isn't free. You're just an object to me. You're just an object to me. A little better. They found your sweater. You're just an object to me.
Oh, if you're on the Gulf Islands, camping, traveling, and surviving, spending your summertime squatting on the land. At the Hornby Island Free Store, they got all you need there and plenty more. Items you can afford, even when you are poor. One back there in the 1960s, Abby Hoffman and the Yippies. I guess the idea lived on with some BC hippies. Good for every sort of beach bum, a helpful way of recycling. You come back from the dump with more than what you came. Dump there back at my home, the village of Madoc, Ontario. You only gotta pay if you don't take in all your recyclables. You got a store in there full of the good garbage. Lots of stuff there for all your kids. I got 4 boxes of National Geographic. Not bad. Give me some green. To throw out so much trash, our garbage is about as good as cash. I dream in green, I mean, I think of free. When you look at the waste the corporations create, products that they've made just to break, packaging they throw on top of it for profit's sake. Go dumpster diving, find something good. Back to the Free Store.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact discs, I mean, DVDs even, whatever, anything that might be better with
radio-ness?
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on, what about
Jay?
I'm
Mark.
I'm Jason.
The Bear, all those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette.
Because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to... You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And, yeah, another beautiful day out here. I'm going to have some draft aftermath coming in shortly. They're just getting warmed up for us. Oh, my God, they're right here.
Whoa!
They're warm. They're hot already. Yeah, we get them playing some great tracks up for us, some beautiful music. And yeah, I should mention the great show at the Railway Club on Saturday. There was, vanmusic.ca put on an event with The Get Down, Waltz Darling, and Aunts and Uncles and Sunday's Best. And yeah, it was a great show. Got to see some fantastic live music. And if you haven't had a chance to see Sunday's Best live, you should really check them out, the full band. We had them on the show a couple weeks ago, and you know, it was a little more acoustic set, but if you see them live when they're rocking with the electric guitars, it's really worth checking out. So if you see them on a poster, make sure you go check them out.
Yes, sir. Should mention what we just played there. We started that set off with a little Ween off of La Cucaracha. You're Just an Object to Me, one of my favorite tracks. Or maybe it's called The Butcher. I'm not sure. It was a burnt CD, and it's got no track names on it. Then we heard Whitey, which is a funny story. I got this EP when I was sitting at Bond's off Broadway. Some guy walks in, walks around to every table and says, "Complimentary CD with your meal. Complimentary CD with your meal." And I've heard of Whitey before. In fact, I've been to one of their shows, but I unfortunately missed them because I had to leave before they played. But they're a pretty awesome local band. And then we played Bottle Up and Go, These Bones. The track was called All My Trials. And we heard, of course, the Joey Only Outlaw Band off of their EP, which is
Freestore,
yeah. But I should mention, I would have liked to have played a newer track, because they have a new CD coming out. When is that? April 17th at the Rickshaw Theater. They're doing a CD release party for their new CD, Transgression Trail, which is going to be a pretty awesome show. I'm a big fan of the Joey Only Band. Good people, good musicians, and yeah. Go check them out. Rickshaw Theater, April 17th. Joey Only Band.
Yeah, you should actually go to the Rickshaw that whole weekend, because the 16th is the You Say Party, We Say Die show at the Rickshaw. So just camp out at the Rickshaw that weekend. Set up a tent, some lawn chairs, a cooler,
nice.
Some coffees.
We'll see about that.
And hang out on East Hastings.
I might just go home in between shows, but...
Well, I guess you could. I mean, you know, showering and stuff, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm a dedicated fan. I'm going to... go home too.
All right, anyways, we're here live in studio with Giraffe Aftermath. How you doing, guys?
Good.
You seem really awesome. Excited, yeah, to be here.
Well, it's really early in the morning, and we don't take so kindly to that.
It's nature's way.
Well,
mornings are nature's
way. Thanks
for coming. We appreciate you dragging your bones out of bed and coming on the show. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. Totally. So you guys are pretty stoked to be playing on, what is it, this coming Tuesday?
Thursday, yeah, April 15th, 560.
Have you ever been there before?
No.
No?
It's brand new, man. Come on.
I'm curious.
Hey, have you been there?
I haven't, but I actually saw when I checked my daily news feed on the Facebook, yeah, I'll admit it, I saw somebody that I knew was trying to start a group about boycotting that place. So I'm so curious as to see why.
What's the...
I don't know. I didn't even go to the page. I just saw the headline. I'm like, it's just whatever.
Is it like it's not as good as Richards, therefore we shouldn't go at all?
I don't know. Maybe he's just bitter about something. Maybe
the co-ed bathrooms.
Maybe it's even way better. He's like, ooh, maybe it's the co-ed bathrooms.
Yeah, you hear about that? I hear they have like co-ed bathrooms with a DJ and like bartender down there and everything.
No, I didn't hear that.
Maybe it's just a pipe dream. I don't know.
I am going to that bathroom. Edge.
Well, you better be coming to our show. I hope you're going to the bathroom at our show. That's the best part of our show.
Spend the whole time in the bathroom. Yeah, sorry guys, I didn't catch much music. I was in the bathroom the whole time.
Did you hear the DJ in the can? Wow. I was dancing like crazy.
Oh. Awesome, cool. Well, you guys are going to play some tunes for us?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I imagine they're going to be pretty pretty fast-paced, upbeat, lots of dancing in here. You guys look like you're ready to go with that. Yeah. No? Yeah. More mellow styles?
Yeah, a little more mellow, I think, for this morning.
Cool. All right, well, we'll let you do what you got to do.
Cool.
Cool, yeah. You guys been doing a little bit more of this acoustic thing recently?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, we have done some shows.
Yeah? Kind of digging that, or are you kind of like playing with the full band more?
It's all good, man.
Yeah,
it is
either or.
But the nice thing about playing with acoustic guitar is that you just show up.
With your guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, a little easier on the
travel.
And
then you play, and then you leave. Yeah. We were just talking about it. We're like, man, we could do a tour on bicycles. You know, like, why the fuck not? I mean, why not?
Yeah. For sure. Cool. Well, you guys, speaking of the acoustic thing, you guys, I had mentioned or asked you earlier, I asked you if you were going to do some more recording in the near future, and you'd mentioned something about perhaps recording an acoustic album.
Yeah, it's in the works. Just looking to do some different things, experiment a little.
Yeah.
See what the possibilities are.
If you were to do that, would it just be the two of you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Nice. By the way,
and
I should mention...
Too.
What's that?
And our guitars.
Oh, the guitars as well. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I guess that would help. I should mention the two folks that we do have in here from Giraffe Aftermath are the founders of Giraffe Aftermath. Hackenbrusch?
Hackenbrook,
yeah. Hackenbrook.
Yeah.
Okay. What, is that a Scottish name?
I think it's got like German descent or something.
German, okay.
Yeah.
And Luke de Villiers?
De Villiers.
De Villiers.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that's Japanese?
Yes. Okay. Don't worry, I got
it. It's a lovely accent you've got. All right, well, yeah, you guys want to rock out some tunes for us?
Yeah, what are we going to do with the mics?
Here, we'll just pass this one along.
Are you going to give us two?
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, well, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. We got Giraffe Aftermath live here in studio. Gonna play some tunes for us live on the air. If you want to win some free tickets, go see them at the 560 Club this coming Thursday. Why don't you just call in and we might be able to sort something for you. All right, you guys ready to rack?
Weird.
Cool. So what do you call this tune?
This one's Always On My Mind. Always On My Mind.
Always On My Mind.
Right?
Always On My Mind.
Think about that.
I just want my money, I got none to give them anyway. And all my friends, they told me to come. They said you need to get out of the house and have some fun. Forget about her, she's halfway around the world. They couldn't find the cure, no, she's always on my mind. Yeah, she's always on my mind. She's always on my mind. man got to eat. Put whiskey in his cup and put some Nikes on his feet. You're never gonna get that singing songs for free. So when you gonna open up your eyes to see? Come on, the bills come in on a Monday. Your paycheck comes on a Friday. And by Saturday, what I got no money. I borrow from my Visa, then I don't go hungry. Get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your youth pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. And put some Nikes on his feet. You're never gonna get that singing songs for free. So when you gonna open up your eyes to see? Come on, the bills come in on a Monday. Your paycheck comes on a Friday. And by Saturday, what I got no money. I borrow from my Visa, then I don't go hungry.
Not too bad for this early in the morning.
That's fantastic.
Sweet. Is that one is off of the 2008 release, is that right?
Yeah, the first one.
Nice. So you guys have two albums out, I guess you could call it. I guess the second one's an EP, only four songs on it, but pretty professional sounding. The first one, to my understanding, you guys pretty much just the two of you in Steve's basement.
Yeah, my basement, my room. Yeah.
Nice,
nice.
So how long you been doing the recording thing at home?
Well, I guess I started.
So there's like a whole archive of, like a library of ancient music that's
pretty bad stuff. Yeah, some pretty bad stuff.
Don't drop the cigar, man.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. So how did you guys come about? How did you decide to like? What brought you guys together to become Giraffe Aftermath?
Well, we were gonna be mad scientists. At first, but then the whole chemistry thing didn't work out. Couldn't find a Bunsen burner, you know.
And you're like, look, it's up. Nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, like, started out jamming on laptops and shit. Started jamming. That's about it.
Right on. So you guys have known each other for a long time?
A couple years.
Some years.
Right on.
Yeah. Memory's not so good in the morning.
Cool. Did you guys want to play another track? Yes.
Or do you want to get to some giraffe facts?
Hey, I bet giraffe I have more giraffe facts than this.
Nice. Oh, yeah? Well,
bring it on.
No, you bring it on. Let's see what you got.
People are texting me. Yeah, dude, that's tight. Good stuff. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks to Paul for listening. Yeah, for sure. All right, well, give me a giraffe fact. Let's see.
Giraffes actually have the same number of vertebrae as humans. They're just really huge vertebrae.
Nice. I read that one, too. I just didn't think it was that interesting, so I didn't write it down.
Dude, that's fascinating. That's pretty interesting. They're like, you guys can't see my hands out there in Radio Land, but they're this big.
Cool. Well, I'll have you know that giraffes can reach up speeds up to almost 60 kilometers an hour when they're running. Did you know that?
Yeah, I sure did.
That's pretty fast. Well, he already knew that.
Well, come on. We'll just get back.
Cool. All right. Well, you want to play another tune for us?
Yeah, sure. All right. This next song is by Mishka.
Mishka.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is Giraffe Aftermath.
All right.
Shine on.
So that was a cover tune by Mishka, is that right?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. Are you guys going to be taking any requests this morning?
From who?
Well, it depends. I can throw the phone number out there and see if anybody wants to. Yeah? All right. All right, well, to our listening audience, if you have any requests by Giraffe Aftermath, why don't you give us a shout here at 604-822-2487, which is UBC-CITR. What's so funny?
I just wanted to point out, while we were still on giraffe facts, that female giraffes weigh 1,500 to 2,500 pounds on average. Basically the same size as every girl Steve has been with.
Oh.
That's the most interesting giraffe fact of all.
Wow.
Hey, what about this? Are we going to give away the tickets that I forgot to bring down?
Yes.
Yes, we can do that too.
The phone's going.
Yeah. Exactly. Calling for a request.
Phones are always going, man.
Soon and get some tickets for Giraffe Aftermath. Yeah. When's the show again?
Whoever it's on. It's the 15th of April. That's next Thursday. Is that next Thursday already?
Next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday, April 15th, with legendary John Brown's Body.
Nice.
Sweet.
Well, if you want those tickets. And if you would like to request a song from Giraffe Aftermath, please call us at 604-822-2487, which is also UBC-CITR. We're going to take a quick break here, and hopefully we can give those tickets away. All right?
Yeah, I'm sure we can give those tickets away, man.
All right.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Beans are mainly grown in the Lower Mainland, but there is some production in the Okanagan Valley and on Vancouver Island. Did you know that BC produces about 4 million kilograms of beans? This many beans would cover a football field to a depth of over 2 meters.
We've got so many beans, we're having a sale. A blowout sale. Fresh hot releases. Have you got wind of these deals? You smelt it, we dealt it. At the Bean Warehouse in Gastown, right behind Gassy Jack. This weekend only. And maybe next weekend, too.
If you're worried you've got a problem with excess flatulence, do speak to your doctor about it.
This message has been brought to you by the Bean Farmers Association of British Columbia, Canada. Thank you for your warm support.
Keep yourself.
nothing different. So my mouth got my tongue better up on the scene. It's a gift that we could live this far and still receive. So give it over. Have we forgotten so soon?
Back on Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CITR.
Hey, trying to figure the buttons here. We got the saxophone player.
We've got Dave
from Draft Aftermath on the phone, and we're trying to
See if we can patch him through.
Dave, can you hear me? Hello, Dave? Dave?
Dave's not here, man.
We lost Dave. Well, Dave, if you're listening, call back in. We'll try again. We'll just, you know.
Yeah, call us again, Dave.
Oops, butterfingers. Alright, so yeah, we're gonna listen to some more Draft Aftermath. Yeah, we did have a call-in request, Caitlin and Mandy, I believe. And what was the tune they requested, Mark?
Oh, there's our non-Dave. Oh. Sorry, Dave.
Focus.
Call
Mark.
Us back, Dave.
Focus. Yeah, so what was the last what was the request that we had? Do you recall?
Peace of mind.
Peace of mind.
You guys prepared to pull that one off for us?
Word,
dog? Yo? Oh, here's Dave. Okay, Dave, we're going to try this one more time. Hello, Dave? Hello, Dave? Hello, Dave?
Yo, how's it going?
Ah!
Hey, Dave.
Can you get hung up on
me? Well, we're amateurs at this.
it's college radio.
Hello, Dave, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey. Are we on the radio?
I think you are.
You're on the radio, Dave.
Wow.
Yeah, I like that fact you phoned in about
giraffes. I'm shaking right now.
Just relax, buddy. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
Okay.
So, yeah, Dave the sax player. Are you pretty excited to be playing this next Thursday at 560 Club?
For sure. It's going to be an awesome show. I've always been a fan of John Brown's Body ever since I saw them at the Commodore with Slightly Stupid. And they just, they blew me away, and it's just, it's going to be awesome, you know, coming together and playing with them. And, yeah, I hope to learn some stuff, you know, share ideas maybe, and just basically rock the house, you know, have a really fun, enjoyable night. and then get a little tipsy maybe after.
No,
what's that?
And then maybe get a little tipsy after.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe a little, eh?
Have a couple, for sure.
Have a couple iced teas, you know.
Nice. So where's the rest of the band? We should try and get them all online.
Yeah, you know what? Paul, I'm actually talking to Paul on Facebook right now.
Hey, do you think anybody's listening besides a member of the band and their families?
My mom's probably listening.
Hey, actually, I want to throw out a challenge to anyone out there that doesn't know who I am, but is listening, just to phone in and tell me that you're there.
All right, the challenge is out there.
Yeah.
And if you do, I'll give you free tickets. Free tickets to the show for anybody that does not know who I am.
It'd be funny if, like, one of us just, like, disguised ourselves as someone else. Like,
Dave, I'm not giving you free tickets. You're going to be on the stage, man.
Hold on. Unless
you want to neck wrestle for them.
Yes, that's a giraffe fact. They neck wrestle for authorities.
What was that other one about the heart?
The heart, a giraffe's heart weighs 24 pounds and is 2 feet long.
Oh, wow. You guys are the same website.
Well, and they are. this is my favorite. Giraffes are the largest and most peaceful animal.
Yeah, respect. That's where the name comes from.
I think we got another caller. Should I try and put them on?
Have some on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Hello, other caller?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Aw, damn it.
Luke, I want those free tickets, man.
Dude, that's good. That's good. Once again, you're in the band.
This is our bass player.
Nice.
Freaking ridiculous, man.
Yeah, dude. Is Dave still here?
No, I think we lost Dave.
Dave's not here, man.
Call back in. Oh, we just lost him.
Oh, we lost him.
All right, well, let's play Peace of Mind instead.
All right, yes, let's get to some music. All right, this is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And
live
listen to Giraffe Aftermath live.
Cool.
This next song goes out to everybody that I know, because you're all listening.
All right. Peace of Mind. You guys going to be playing this one on Thursday?
Oh, you're good. That's your mic, man. This one's my mic.
Oh, I didn't know. Weird.
I didn't bring the headgear, so you're going to have to, you know.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
think I've taken advantage of you. Since that, don't wanna walk in these shoes no more. Lend me your hand, we pretend for a minute. There was never such a thing, I woke. But I can't hide forever. I'm here lying like a treasure in the sand. Made my deal with the devil, but never stuck around to shake his hand. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind. Probably shouldn't be telling you this, so sad I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't right in it, that I could never get no more. But now I'm awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills that I pay. This ain't no way to live, I say. So I roll up. Peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind.
Some mind off of the 2009 EP.
Correct.
Cool. One of my favorite tracks off of that for sure.
Sweet.
You got another one for us?
Sure. Yep. moving on?
Yeah, sure.
Moving on. Yeah.
That has never been said before.
Yes! All right, well, you're listening to Friday Sunrise on 101.9 CIT here in Vancouver with Giraffe Aftermath live in studio. Thank you.
by and by, but now your tunes have spit. Can't stay running no more. Can't stay running no more. You say you got none, but I know you got some. You're dreaming on an ulcer glass, staring at the sun. Can't stay running no more. Cause if you can't pay, you're walking out that door. Fire hypocrite on the mic. Then maybe not you see who you are. Then maybe not you think of words you say. Move brains around, gonna look up through the sky. Won't thinking why. Oh why, oh why, oh why. We'll teach them right, show them the way. Oh for now, you know we got to sing. I'll be moving on.
Got about 15 minutes left in this episode of Friday Sunrise, and coming up next is Synchronicity, Spiritual Talk Radio with Marie Bernard, who's just rolling into the studio here. And yeah, so thanks guys. Do you guys feel like doing any more tracks, or do you want to get to some recorded music and take a break? I'd love to listen to more, to be honest. I'm freaking loving those acoustic hot licks, you know? Awesome.
All right, we got one more track here from Giraffe Aftermath live on studio.
And then after that, we're going to play Stairway to Heaven. And
the extended version?
And Freebird.
Is it a medley?
Starman, David Bowie.
Starman. Awesome.
Is that why you brought the tights?
Yes.
Actually, Dave's mom left them in my car.
Whoa. Whoa, guys, cool it.
Mm-hmm.
to do what I want, got to stay alive. They say you gotta work to live, and if you gotta work, oh yeah. Drive a same man crazy, and they wanna make this man look lazy. Do what you want, man, no it don't face me. Drinking this Tanqueray gonna make this world hazy. Now they say we got no work to live, and live you got no work.
Missing there was it Robert De Niro? Usually you guys got a sample on.
Oh yeah, in the beginning.
Yeah. Where's Robert? All right, we're gonna play the ad that we're supposed to be playing.
So sit tight. This is a great ad for the museum of visiting exhibits
of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
We'll be right back.
you got to work before you get, don't get high. When everything's given to you, man, this world is so cruel. So take that blindfold off your eyes, cause you look like a damn fool. And the days go by, and the days go by, and the days go by. Well, not a single thing changed, no. And the days go by, and the days go by, and the days go by. Well, not a single thing changed, no. Some people, they got it all. Some people, some people. One night we're gonna steal it all. One night, man, one night, man. The highest up, yeah, they're bound to fall. So bring them down now, chant them down now. So bring them down now, chant them down. In the days go by, in the days go by, and the days go by. Well, not a single thing changed, no. And the days go by, and the days go by, and the days go by. Well, not a single thing changed, no.
This is Friday Sunrise on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
What up?
Just a couple minutes left in this show, and Spiritual Talk Radio Synchronicity with Marie Bernard will be coming up next. And yeah, just want to thank you for listening and thank Giraffe Aftermath for coming out and playing for us so early in the morning. Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys for having us out. I just wanted to point all of you listener out there to thepeer.org. That's thepeer.org. You can download our stuff for free, and don't forget to come to the show on the 15th
at 560 Club.
Yeah, brand new.
And the Peer, thepier.
You spell peer.
.com.
.org.
Peer.org.
Great site for reggae, etc.
All right, I've only got about 2 minutes left here. One question for you. So, every time I've been to a Giraffe Aftermath show, there's one guy who is always there every single time, and his name's Frank.
Yeah.
Who's Frank?
Frank is a friend of mine, and he's actually in Thailand right now.
Right.
Yeah, he's like riding elephants and shit.
So he's just a buddy, a really devoted buddy who's always having a good time.
He loves you. He loves you guys. He loves the Get Down too, right? So that's why you probably see him, because he'll come find you and think that it's great. Yeah, he's just a big supporter of music. He just likes to have the time.
Awesome. Well, he's a good guy. I like Frank. It's one of the things I like every time I go to a Giraffe Aftermath show, is to run into Frank. Yeah.